She is only a few feet away. The closer he gets, the more nervous he becomes, the budding zit on his nose growing bigger and bigger until it practically eclipses his face. She looks at him hovering nearby, sees the massive zit and giggles. He slumps away, feeling sick. Stress can sure make a mess, and it happens to both teens and adults, but how does it happen? Let's rewind to before the zit, to before Justin even sees his crush. Already late for school, Justin got to class just in time to hear the teacher say, "Pop quiz!" He hadn't done his homework the night before and felt more unprepared than the ambushed World War II soldiers he was supposed to write about. A sudden rush of panic swept over his body, leaving him with sweaty palms, a foggy mind, and a racing heart. He stumbled out of class in a daze and ran straight into his all-time crush, spiking up his stress. Stress is a general biological response to a potential danger. In primitive caveman terms, stress can make you fight for your life or run for your life if, for example, you're confronted by a hungry saber-toothed tiger. Special chemicals called stress hormones run through your body, giving you more oxygen and power to run away from danger or to face it and fight for your life, hence the term fight or flight. But when you don't fight or take flight, you face the plight. When we're taking final exams, sitting in traffic, or pondering pollution, we internalize stress. It all begins in the brain.